気の笑顔だらすメディア知りたいその秘密ミステリアス抜けてるとこさえ彼女のエリア完璧で嘘つきな君は天才的なアイドル様。
Hello and welcome to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me as he always does is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Karsten. Are you ready to do this first impressions episode on My Star, or Oshinoko, as it's also called?
Oh, I'm stoked. Just a warning before we start this. If you haven't watched Oshinoko, go to High Dive, start your free 7-day trial, and watch the two first episodes that have come out. And after you finished watching this, you'll be just in a happy place. And also watch Eminence of Shadow while you're on H-Dive. So.
And after you do that, obviously tune into this episode, right?
Yeah, of course. Though I don't understand how we can do this show justice, because this is unbelievable. Well, I don't think I've... I'm gonna exaggerate. I've never been in awe of anything except Hunter x Hunter, maybe. This just blows my expectations off the water.
Well, that's quite a strong opening statement, and I mean, I will also subscribe to that message. But I mean, the first episode is 80 minutes, and I think what's fantastic about it is it's excellently crafted narrative, because I think there's like five different storylines we could have followed, and all of them would have led to like a above average anime.
Yeah.
But the one we end up following is, I think, the best one, so... I think we get the best outcome out of it, yes.
I kind of had that same thought process of where was this going while I was watching it, and is this going to be a detective thing, is this going to be an idol thing, is this going to be a...
And I mean, slight correction, I mean, Idol Mom, I think that could have been an even stronger narrative than... revenge isekai kind of thing, maybe, but who knows? We actually don't know if this is the direction we're actually going. We might have another twist in episode 3, right? It is super interesting.
Yeah, of course, it's...
And, of course, this is a tale of two twins that aren't really twins. And all of that weird stuff. And you think it's going to be like, oh, this might be terrible straight off the bat, because there's going to be reincarnations. And they're not really explained why there's reincarnations. But I think they're done in a tasteful enough manner that I can accept any outcome that comes out of this. What do you think, Karsten?
Yeah, I'm just in awe of everything I've watched so far. It's I've never had this feeling before when I watched an, or at least the first two episodes of an anime, where I'm just blown out of the water.
But is this cheating, though? I mean, if you know you can use 80 minutes for something, isn't this a bit like, don't you have a leg up on absolutely everything else?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Unless you're
it's three episodes.
Yeah. Unless you're like Attack on Titan and you know you're going to print money. I think you have like a kind of an advantage by making an 80-minute well-produced anime first episode.
Yeah, I mean, it just sets it up so nicely, because everything that went into the 82-minute episode just starts the show off so good. You have
Yeah, and I don't think it would actually made sense if we did the classical, like isekai. That's not an isekai route where they condensed everything that happened into 5 minutes, because we need to live all of these lives throughout the entire 80 minutes to get to the point where we're actually invested. And now we're invested, so now they can go whichever route they please and we'll still be invested.
Yeah, I'm heavily invested. It's just amazing. I'm just in complete shock on how good the first episode was, or how good layered out the whole planning behind that. I might buy the manga and check it out because I want to see how it's laid out there too.
So yeah, you mentioned manga. You know how far that has progressed?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
115 chapters, as I can see here.
Well, that's pretty interesting. So yeah, they probably have quite a lot of the story mapped out. They definitely know where they're going. So where do you think they're going? Incidentally, yeah.
I mean, it's quite a task. Well, of course they're trying to find the father of the twins as they progress. But also it seems like this idol thing is gonna be a thing also going forward, where Ruby is gonna be an idol, and Aqua is gonna maybe pursue his acting career. It seems like it, based on the second episode.
Yes, I think probably because they reintroduced the kind of rival actress. Not that she was a rival, but yeah. So they're probably going to pursue that to a slight degree. And I also
Baking
wonder if we've
soda
already seen with
girl.
the father, but we haven't seen a lot of male characters, so that's quite a surprise, actually.
I was kind of thinking for a moment the killer, or the doctor's killer, was the father.
Yes, well, no. It was the
But
stalker.
we
It
can
was the
rule it
same guy,
out, yeah.
right? Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that at first he was the father. But
Yeah, I think it was super weird that they went after the doctor, though. That was kind of strange.
yeah.
I mean, kind of pointless, right?
It's
Like,
yeah.
one of the things that didn't quite make sense, but you don't didn't really care about them. Same with like how one person like they foreshadow like oh if I die in this instance I will be reborn as an idol or something like that, and then there's this one girl who's been waiting, who's been probably dead a while, and she's suddenly reborn as well.
Yeah, that was the weird thing, how Serena or Ruby is quite a while after she died, she's reborn. It's a
Yeah,
little strange,
there's
perhaps,
obviously
but
some kind of divine intervention going on somewhere around here, but yeah, it's difficult to pinpoint. And all that being said, I'm gonna spoil something now. Why isn't Ai-chan, or is she gonna be reincarnated as well? Probably not, right?
oh, really?
Because she had,
Probably not.
yeah. She had this
I
brief
think.
moment of f fulfillment, this the moment before she died.
Yeah. I think she's overcome her things she needed to do, maybe.
Yeah,
But I
and I
mean,
mean,
there's quite a lot of reincarnation here at stake, so.
Yeah, and it's super weird that if it's so common, it's I mean, someone would have to blow their cover sooner or later, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Also, one of the thing that made me burst out laughing when I first showed up for an interview after having the kids, she almost blew her cover right away. I mean, it's just a hilarious show all around.
Yeah, hilarious and tragic at the same time, I guess.
Yeah, of course, it's
And I kind of got the feeling like there was like this one great set piece after the other, but then I had this weird feeling during one of the best shots in the film, not the film, the episode. Where she's just been stabbed. She's holding Aqua, and then she puts her hand against the glass door, and Ruby is on the other side of the door. But the problem I have here, is that Aqua is a doctor, right? So he should have been the one at the other side of the door, unable to help. I think that would have made more sense, right? Him trying to open the door, not being able to, and being helpless outside. Well, yeah. I think that would have been made a lot more sense. But I think the reason they did it this way is that Aqua got a lot less affection, or he sought out a lot less affection from his mother. And therefore, they shared this final moment.
That's yeah.
So yeah, brilliant shot, but I was just puzzled why he didn't use his doctor skills, because he says he still has the knowledge.
Well, he was a gynecologist. I don't know if yeah,
Yeah, but he was gonna
probably no.
give a birth to the baby, right?
Yeah.
So he probably
So
knows how to
probably yeah.
stop bleedings and all of that, and yeah.
But then again, a knife wound, it's yeah, hardware.
Yeah, it was just puzzling that he didn't do anything at all. I mean. So yeah.
I mean, it's quite baffling what the babies can do at the age of 6 months to a year, talking and responding to internet haters.
Yeah, and I'm surprised their adoptive mother never calls them out for it later. She just kind of accepts it and starts. And then she develops like a maternal bond to them after.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean the whole scene with the divine messenger and how they trick her into not telling the magazines I had the babies. I mean I was just bursting out laughing. It's been a long time since a show did something like this for me.
Yeah, I don't know if she'd have gone through with it though. And they
No,
could have
she
probably done it in a different way too. Because she obviously cares about her agency. She cares about the children to a certain degree. Maybe not that much yet. And she cares about Ai-chan, so I don't know. Maybe if they just hugged her feet or something, she would have reconsidered. Probably would have worked.
The only one she didn't like was her husband, the president.
Yeah, and he
I
seems
mean,
to be out of the story now, so.
yeah.
And from what I understand, he is not the father, so. That's
Yeah.
like there's like five male characters in the show at total so far, so, and we've probably already seen the father
Yeah,
if
perhaps.
they're good at that kind of thing, like setting it up. So yeah.
Now I have to read the manga. I have to order it online and yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I wonder who the father is.
Yeah, I need to find out. I mean, it's quite that the two persons in the hospital get reincarnated, and they both are Eye fans.
It's
It's
quite a
just.
coincidence, yes. But I don't think I has that many fans to begin with, right? At that point.
No, maybe not.
There's something about
It's
her eyes, though. They sparkle.
yeah.
Jesus
Yeah.
Christ. They're
And
so
it's
appealing.
just like the Fire Force anime and the other one we just watched, which was that was it Bocchi? They had the beautiful eyes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is weird though that like probably the top billed voice actress is gonna be gone after 80 minutes, so I wonder if she's gonna show up again.
Probably in flashbacks. Yeah, it's hard to say. I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hope she returns because she's, well, it's dangerous to say you're a fan of someone, right? With this, this in mind, like fan culture, stan culture, all that horrible
Yeah.
stuff.
I mean they completely got the otaku weeb apartment look from the killer or the guy when we see it in the
Yeah, and
first
I don't
episode.
think that's even fair sometimes because I mean, I think the worst people online are like the 14-year-old girl K-pop fans. They are the most vitriolic, hateful per people online that you'll ever meet, I think.
Yeah.
And they will actively drive people to suicide if you disagree. So they're absolutely horrible people. But then, I mean, a few years pass and they grow out of it, hopefully. So there is that at least. While these otaku guys just grow in resentment and then
Stabs
go out and
people.
stab someone, yeah.
Yeah. Much worse, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's not like this is like unique either, and there's like a lot of anime who touched on this subject, right? What's the oh, help me here.
Did we watch it?
We watched it. I think it's from the 80s or something.
Perfect Blue.
Yeah, I think that one.
Yeah. By Satoshi Kon.
Yes.
A brilliant movie. Oh, might have to watch that. Yeah, I mean it shares some similarities.
Yes, definitely. And there's like also real life examples. I don't really know the exact story, but there was apparently a lot of controversy when I think the Yui voice actress from K-On! Got married or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, apparently you can't be married, so
Yeah.
I actually don't know what happened. And apparently Lisa got cheated on. That was interesting. Why would you cheat on
Okay, yeah.
Lisa? That's insane.
Yeah, that's
So
How do you know all this?
oh, it's massive drama. It's like
Yeah.
people have been killed for less, I think. And I mean, this entire idol industry, I think you've seen that, like how absolutely pathetic it can be,
Yeah.
especially with the rise of like these independent internet stars, and these agencies used to have monopoly. And now with the rise of these internet stars, they've gone out again and tried to recruit just a new wave of idols, except this time they're VTubers or something like this. And it's just as
Yeah.
bad, I think. There's just as shady practices and all of that, so yeah.
Yeah, VTubers are great.
Let's hope everyone makes it out in one piece and gets paid what they deserve.
The One Piece is real. When are you gonna watch One Piece, Frederick?
Maybe when it's one episode long.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So yeah, we got caught up on all of these agencies and all only aesthetics and their looks and all of that, and
Yeah.
you know they have to be able to sing as well, but I mean I guess that's a secondary thing, right? Looks first,
Yeah,
then song, then dance.
looks. Yeah. I think that's the order. I mean, if you go by this anime, I mean the music is just perfect. It's just stand out the intro or
Oh yeah,
outro in the
it
first episode was
the
just
music,
banging.
the song they perform really reminds me of something. I think it's Kimono Friends or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know
I
why.
was gonna go Kimono and Friends mixed with Attack on Titan, maybe.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of, at least the intro had a little bit of of that.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't imagining things. So yeah, apart from like the obvious music, how was the sounds in general? I mean, there's like some singing.
Yeah, it's I didn't really pay that much attention to it. The voice acting was great, however.
Yeah,
Very.
I think there's quite Oh, I mean, they're probably all connected to agencies that probably all have regulated how much they pay voice actresses. So yeah, maybe
Yeah.
they probably have a steel grip on how much they have to pay. but back to like yeah, I think there's a lot of talent invested in this show.
I think they also it's the headline show of High Dive. Crunchyroll has picked up almost everything since they've merged with Funimation and such. So it's good to have another place to watch this.
But does the Crunchyroll money actually reach High Dive? I think we're too casual to actually find that out. But yeah,
Yes,
that's
yes.
definitely an interesting
Yeah.
question.
Probably
All
just Google it.
ethical anime watchers should try to figure out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's like I mentioned Takashi Ri, and there's like I think Gon from Hunter x Hunter is in this anime as well.
Oh, really?
Han Megumi, and she's probably like pretty old by now, right?
Yeah, must be.
Yeah, there's a couple of fans of couple of people we're fans of.
I mean, voice acting was great. We can talk a little bit about the studio, Dogo Kobo. It's their highest rated show, or Oshinoko is the highest rated show on my anime list currently. But they've been really steadily putting out 7.8 shows over the years
I
around
don't
there.
think they've actually done anything super serious before this. Maybe Plastic Memories. I know people hold Plastic
Yeah.
Memories in high regard, but I think it's absolute trash.
I watched Gabriel Dropout.
Yeah, and that's not super serious. That's a comedy, and all of Umaru-chan is also a comedy. It's super funny. But yeah, this has the potential to be super serious. New Game is also pretty funny. All things considered.
Yeah.
Do you think actually the quality will be able to stay at this level?
I'm not sure, but they put a lot of work into the first episode.
Yes, so this has the potential to crash and burn like a lot of other things.
After the third episode, maybe.
like a wandering priority or something had a really strong start, and then I think it went downhill. Like a lot of other things.
Didn't the ending suck bad?
I think so. I mean, it's difficult to write an ending that concludes something like this.
I mean, what would be the ideal ending for Oshinoko? It would be finding the killer. She going into, or Ruby going into idol business and making it. And Aqua being an actor.
Well, there's so much like divine intervention here. So maybe even Ai-chan can come back, right? Who knows? <Yeah. laughs> And mother and daughter and son performing together on stage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't get why... the two twins haven't told each other who they are, though. That's super weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird that they both reincarnated together.
And that they knew each other. Yeah. Like what you said, yes.
And even though they, in the flashbacks, we have seen her talking about him and him talking about her also. Plenty of times, because she was the inspiration for him to even go into the idol fan base thing or fan thing.
Yeah. So do you think he's going to try and be like a doctor part-time?
That would be funny, 15-year-old doctor.
I mean, 16. He's going on about, well, you need to make money, right?
Yeah.
So shady. That's easy back, money, right? Yeah. Because he already knows how to do all the exams and all of that. So he could be a doctor.
Then again, a 16-year-old gynecologist, that would be a little too shady. Yeah.
Isn't it better than, like, however old gynecologist?
I don't know. Yeah.
Technically?
I don't know. I don't think we're in our right minds to talk about that.
Well, it doesn't need to be a gynecologist. It could be, like, a general physician, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe just surgeon for something else.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of strange she wanting to go to the general education.
Well, he keeps all his options open, right?
Yeah.
But and he wants to keep talent. An eye on his sister.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have anyone else at this point, so...
No. Even though we find a... I wouldn't call it father figure... in the director's son.
Yeah, it's a useful springboard, I think.
Yeah.
Into a future career and into the entertainment business.
Yeah.
And I'm also surprised that he hasn't gone out to try and find his body, since it hasn't been located. Right?
Yeah, it was weird mentioning that and didn't bring it up. And it's kind of weird no one has found him since it was so close to the hospital.
So someone must have taken it away. Either the father or the killer.
Oh.
And we know it's unrelated to reincarnation, because obviously Sarina doesn't died in the hospital, right? She has to have died in the hospital, so that body is accounted for.
And the reincarnation kind of happens as he was, as the babies were born, ish, maybe.
Yeah, that's
It seemed
exactly
like
what it
that.
was, because she was in labor when, which is weird, because I babies probably have like the ability to think long before the mother is in labor.
Yeah.
But that is like one of those abortion questions, right? Like, when is it a human? Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that is an appropriate
Talking point,
avenue to explore
no.
right now. So yeah. Hopefully we'll get an interesting revenge arc.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
You think he's gonna get away with it? I mean, okay, yeah.
I mean, Doctor probably knows his way around killing someone without traces being found, gloves and such, and
This seems like kind of very ad hoc, right? So if he accomplishes this, won't he be done?
yeah, but then he has his sister to protect.
Sure.
So his main mission will be over, but its side quest is still lingering on.
Right. So yeah, we probably shouldn't score this because it's only two episodes, but hey, do you want to? Okay, sure.
It's a 10. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is gonna be pie in our faces later, but yeah, sure. 10.
I mean, based on the two episodes I watched, it's an absolute 10.
It's super solid. And we'll leave it at that. Sure, we can have a 10. But I mean, we're gonna probably review the full season one when it comes out.
Full season one. It's 11 episodes, so. It should maybe have been 13, but they mashed three episodes together into one at the start. So,
Four episodes, actually, but yeah.
four, yeah.
So, well, yeah. Yeah, I think they probably should have had like 12, 13 episodes. I don't know how they could have structured it differently, but I think they should. I wonder how that fits into like a time slot on television, like 80 minutes. That's insane.
Yeah, it must have been especially at least.
Maybe like
Also,
some kind of like
maybe.
an Easter double episode special, but I don't even know if they care about Easter over there. Probably
Probably
not.
not,
Yeah.
no. Being
Not to that extent,
non-religious
at
and all,
least, yeah.
It's gonna be fun at least to see how this unfolds. I'm really excited.
Yes, and I'm really excited for a couple of things actually.
Okay.
Mercury and Magus Pride, I think.
Okay. So you're
Well, not
yeah.
because they're good shows necessarily, but just because I've watched the previous episode, previous seasons, so I want to know what's gonna happen, right?
I mean, I watched two episodes of Mercury today. I enjoyed what they continued. I'll just leave it at that.
Right.
I haven't watched Magus Bride season one complete, so I can't
No,
speak to that.
it's varying quality, not very dramatic. I mean, the first episode is very dramatic if you're like a prune, a prudes, I mean. Because it's like this girl that sells herself into slavery or something like that. That's like over in like 5 minutes, and then it's like a weird power dynamic show after that, of this apprentice and this master that's they're both awkward. So yeah, I don't know.
So I watched, I got the cheat skill in Another World and became unrivaled in the real world too.
Oh yeah,
And
that's like a carbon copy of like five other shows, right?
yeah, but I mean, I'm just a sucker for this kind of shows, isekai, action adventure fantasy. And it just kind of hit me. At that real good point, it's just the perfect amount of fantasy and isekai, and it's a guy that can go back and forth between this world and another world, almost like this saving up for 8,000 gold in
Oh
another world.
yeah,
Yeah,
that's right.
but so it's kind of fun. So if
Oh,
you
that main
liked
character is super funny in their comments, but I guess that's very easy to when she's like yeah, that
Yeah,
kind of a person.
maybe we should have done an episode on that. Maybe. I've watched the
I
whole
don't
thing.
know. Kind of falls flat, I think. But yeah. Anything we should mention in our first impressions? Anything else?
Hell's Paradise. I don't know if I've read the manga up to chapter 30 and stopped. I don't know why. It was in the pandemic, so I've seen a lot of people bashing on it after third or fourth episode. So probably as yeah, but it's scored really high, so
Well, so is Bleach, right?
Yeah.
And I go don't get that because Bleach isn't very good. And if you know the story of Bleach, you know it's not gonna be good. So that's a real mystery.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, it's the, yeah. So.
But anyway, stay tuned, and we'll come back with the full season when it's done airing, I think.
Yeah, you can find us at Twitter, the Casual Anime Pod, SoundCloud, and every podcast app you have. We're also on Spotify, the Casual Anime Podcasts. We try to come up with episodes every 2 weeks, so we've been keeping that schedule really good lately, so that's very nice.
Oh, and send questions on our Gmail, okay? So,
Yeah.
until next time,
Goodbye.
goodbye.